It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon, getting ready for this weekend. And before we get to that, you may be thinking about what you're going to do this weekend. Could you be spending it in the theater? Joining us now from Common Guys Film Reviews, commonguy.com, Paul Hall. Hello, sir.
Theaters, at home, on your wherever you are, I'm here for you, Ryan. I'm here to make you go see something you don't want, maybe, and maybe make you stay away from something you want to see.
What do they say?
But I'm not
all
the judge.
All the world is
You're
a stage. Yeah. Shakespeare it. You know, and once in a while, you get those previews that drop out of nowhere, shows you like, give the, you know, three-month warning that they're coming back. So, you know, I wish they wouldn't tell you so far in advance, because it gets your hopes up that it's coming back, and then you see the release date 2 or 3 months out. But these are the ones that are here, and one in theaters is called Your Monster. Let me play a clip.
You broke up with me.
Now my life is over.
What's up?
You got 2 weeks. After that, you're out of here. You pack your bags and get out.
I can't tell anything that's going on in that clip. What is Your Monster?
I don't think you could. No, I don't think you could there. You know, it's a story of a young woman who has kind of a fall from grace and has some health issues. Her boyfriend breaks up with her. She's wanting to be on stage in Broadway. And in fact, she works with him to create one of a new Broadway show. But, you know, this fall from grace takes her back to where she started until she gets better, comes out, and ends up moving into her mom's old house that has a monster inhabiting it. And her boyfriend broke up with her. And did I tell you there was a monster in the house? Yeah, I did. That monster is kind of mean and ogre-y, and like he was talking there, you got 2 weeks to stay in your own house because it's my house now. I'm a monster. It's supposed to be a horror comedy.
Oh, okay. So it's not like it's not like a joke per se, but there are jokes in it.
There's jokes in it, and there's horrific scenes in it, both from the standpoint of a horror film and from the standpoint of I just didn't know what to make of things. Blood flies, people get killed, people laugh, people have a good time. I didn't have much of a good time, though.
Well, you know, there's that one, it was Shaun of the Dead, right? So it's a zombie movie, but a comedy. Is it like kind of in that vein?
Man, Shaun of the Dead was such a good movie, Ryan. I had such a good time with that. I did not have a good time with this. In fact, I saw it as part of an interesting program, and I left the theater and said, this is the first time I think they really missed. Your Monster, to me, is a stay away from, unless you want to see it, you know, 3 weeks away or 2 days away on your home screen, whatever it takes.
Got it. All right. It sounds like the boss is back in town.
Since I was 16, playing live has been a deep and lasting part of who I am and how I justify my existence here on Earth. 50 years and the mighty A Street Band, baby.
All right. So it looks like Bruce Springsteen's coming to the big screen, is it, or is it on streaming?
This is Hulu and Disney Plus, both. Oh. You can see the new Road Diary. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And I'll tell you what, I saw this a couple weeks ago and I was so excited because I really like the way they put this together. It goes behind the scenes and sees a lot of the E Street Band, the people that Bruce has worked with over the years, the music he's brought to the screen. And looking out at the audience, it's filled with a lot of people that are of all ages. You know, he's one of those guys that kind of fits, you know, whether you bring your 13-year-old to listen to him or whether you bring your 80-year-old grandma to the stage, they like to listen to him. It's a great behind-the-scenes movie that is tight at about an hour and 40 minutes about his last tour that he went on post-COVID. And it's these road diaries are really neat because they take you behind more than just playing some music in some of these music docs that are out there. You get a little bit of that, but it's not long form that. It's more about telling the story of being on the road. And this is really good. In fact, I remember the day I first saw it. I know Mark's a huge Springsteen fan, and I texted him. I said, you're going to love to see this when it comes out. Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band shows up on Disney+ and on Hulu. So either or, you're going to get a chance to see it if you only have one of the two.
Okay, well, that probably makes it more appealing because you can watch it from your couch. And it makes the decision easier. So, like, let's say, here's your option. Scrolling for 15, 20 minutes, deciding on what to watch, or just go straight to the Bruce Springsteen doc.
Oh, I'd like the Springsteen. But if you're not a fan of that music, there's a lot of people that aren't. And I get that. And if it's not your type of music, you don't want to see it. But the fun part about it is even if you're just a fan of behind the scenes music, about interactions with different band members and things like that, you get a lot of that in this as well. So I think it's a worthwhile watch. And for an hour and a half, I mean, heck, we waste an hour and a half doing things like listening to me. Did I say that out loud? Sorry.
I know how that goes, yeah. I went to go see the Bruce Springsteen exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they had it. This was a while ago. And I remembered something from that exhibit in the back of my head. I said, if I ever get a chance to interview him, ask him about this. I've never had a chance to interview him and never will. But one day I hope I'll be able to do that. Something else that looks like it's on Netflix called Don't Move.
Have you started to feel it yet?
What did you do to me?
Just a special relaxant to make things easier on both of us. You have about 20 minutes before you're completely paralyzed.
Whoa, that sounds crazy. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Freebie.
Yeah, it's an abduction thriller. You know, we've seen a number of these over the years. This one has a woman that's out. She looks like she's out on the edge of a rope, standing on the edge of a cliff, maybe going to end her life based on some things that have happened earlier. And he talks her off the ledge, but he talks her off the ledge with one thing in mind, to kidnap her and to basically inject her with something that makes her so she cannot move. It takes about 20 minutes. She runs, she ends up somewhere, and whether she makes it from there, that's for you to see. Sam Raimi is part of the team that brought this to the screen, and you've seen Sam Raimi do a number of things over the years, from the horror and thriller genres to even mainstream Spider-Man. It's really a different type of movie. It's not for everyone because, I mean, the topic in general is very close to home for a lot of people with the, you know, things that you just don't want to ever see happen to someone you love. But Don't Move is definitely a worthwhile thriller to check out. It's over on Netflix now. It's only about an hour and a half. Again, it's one of those type of movies that you can get in, get out, and if you don't like it, it's an hour and a half.
All right, so there's some new stuff on Apple TV Plus, some new episodes of Disclaimer. I don't know what Disclaimer is. Can you kind of catch me up?
That's, Yeah, that's the story of a book that comes due. Kevin Kline is along the way with Cate Blanchett, and a book comes due that happens to have one of the characters at the centerpiece. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on air here when it launched. Just a forewarning to those folks that are watching, they're picking up the newest episodes. It gets really, really steamy, and some people may not like that type of content. So be prepared. I've seen the series, so I kind of know along the way what's coming, and now we're at that point in this part of the series. And I also was going to mention real quick, Apple TV Plus, Shrinking is still one of my favorite shows with Harrison Ford, Jason Segel, and team. It really is a lot of fun, but this season, as you get to the episodes that are just launching this week, it becomes a little bit more serious, and it becomes dealing with some more pivotal issues in life, from just relationships and dealing with things on more of that shrink psychiatrist type level versus strict comedic intent. So be aware, you may shed a tear every now and then coming up soon in this episode and a couple after this. You may get a little attached to it, and you may get a little emotional about some of it. It's really a great series. Watch it through to its end, and I hope they give it another series. Season. It's one of my favorites when it comes to Apple TV+.
Yeah, and speaking of Apple TV, here's the one that they previewed for 3 months out was Severance. Man, did I get into that one. I can't wait for season two to start. Please tell me you liked it. I'd like to know that other people enjoyed it.
I haven't went through it yet. I'm purposely holding out on it to this point, but it's coming soon, and they're going back to work. I got a neat press release about it this week talking about all employees are required to report back to work for the company there. So, yeah, it's kind of neat. If you're looking for just something action thriller related, Ryan, Canary Black with Kate Beckinsale over on Amazon Prime Video. This is a formula action thriller about kind of a hit person, someone who does the dirty work of the government and getting in too deep, and someone close to her gets kidnapped and, you know, spy lists, release this, the world's going to end, you know, type of thing. It's okay. I didn't mind it whatsoever because I love a good action thriller. I just love spending my time with stuff like that. It's it can be far out there, but Canary Black is over on Prime Video for everyone. So if you get Prime Video, you get it. You don't have to pay extra for it.
Nice. Bonus, if people wanted to see some of your reviews, where can they go?
CommonGuy.com.
It's easy. Wow. Was that hard to get that domain?
You know, I bought it probably about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago now at this point. So I bought it before people were buying domains and thought about giving it up at a time. And in fact, there was, how do you deal with someone like this? Somebody wrote a book that was titled CommonGuy.com, never contacted me. It was titled CommonGuy.com, and it's got a weird plot to it, and I they didn't even send me a free copy of the book. I mean, come on. At least do that.
I don't know. Was it a popular book? I mean, I would try to steal their viewers or something, or the readers, and try to take it all. Like, hey, if you like this, then buy this. Like, make a CommonGuy.com t-shirt. Like, sell merch for the book. It's really for you, though. I don't think that's legal.
I figured sometimes some adult site was going to approach me about it or whatnot offer to buy me out. But you got to pay me a lot more money than just, you know, they would want to.
Bigger than a bucket of popcorn. Common Guys Film Reviews, CommonGuy.com. Paul Hall, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Take care, Ryan.
KSDK Sports Director, let's talk some sports. World Series. Frank Cusimano may be disappointed in what I said about World Series talk earlier, but then again, he's a sports guy and I am not. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.